Coming up on April 27th. I don't think there's going to be snow at that particular time. You never know how it's going to affect the grapes, I guess. I don't know. Taste of Italy is the event sponsored by the Lorain County Free Clinic. And joining us to talk about that is Paul Baumgartner. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
This is what, your fourth?
This will be the fourth annual Taste of Italy wine tasting food pairing event coming up late next month.
Obviously been a successful kind of event that you've done. What do people enjoy most about this kind of experience?
Well, it's an event that's held on the shores of Lake Erie over in Avon Lake, and it's the wine tasting and the marvelous foods and desserts all coming together to support a very good cause. And, of course, we know that's to raise funds and awareness for the uninsured and the underinsured here in Lorain County.
What are some of the issues you're facing 2018 in the health industry?
Well, it's ever-changing, drastically changing, as we all know. Post-Affordable Care Act has changed the terrain again, and so we're starting to see more people seeking help simply because they cannot afford expensive copays or deductibles or expensive medications. We see a lot of diabetic patients, and so we have specific programs that are designed for in managing the care for people with diabetes. Another area that we're monitoring very closely right now after the September hurricane, Maria, ravaged Puerto Rico, we're starting to see people come up from Puerto Rico to the city of Lorain and greater Cleveland area, and they are seeking care that may have been put off or not did not exist while in post-hurricane Puerto Rico.
Paul, your care providers at the clinic, are they volunteers? Are they paid staff? How does that work?
Yes, we have a core of volunteers. We're a volunteer, medically volunteer-driven organization. So we have doctors, nurse practitioners, nursing professionals, pharmacists, physician assistants, all come to the free clinic and volunteer their time each and every month. We have about 36 different medical caregivers that provide appointments to our patients during the mornings, afternoons, and evenings. So there's a wide spectrum of availability and access for our patients.
You have a newer home. How has that worked out for you?
That has been fantastic. It has been a wonderful transition. It has provided increased visibility for the organization, increased improved access to patients that may have never heard about our service or could ever find us. And one other exciting news announcement, just this month, we opened a new satellite office here in Elyria. We are now over at Family Planning Services of Lorain County over on Leona Street. We have clinics set there in the evening time during the month, and it's geared towards our patients here in the greater Elyria area so that they have a better opportunity to get care in a more efficient manner in their geographical location.
And how much do you depend on fundraisers like Taste of Italy, for example, for your operations?
Oh, it's a key. All of our fundraising components in our fundraising toolbox, if you will, are very, very important. But we have a wide spectrum of fundraisers as well as grants that we have to write. We have a budget of about $405,000 a year. We have to raise every single dollar of that. We're an organization that is grassroots in nature, not government. So we rely on the generosity of the entire community to provide and support our mission in the community. So that might be in the way of foundations. Special events, we have to have three of those throughout the year. We have the wine tasting, and then we'll have a golf benefit, and then our annual fall steak fry. So those are three events that we depend on to help raise money. But then it's the area corporations as well as civic organizations, churches, and generous individuals that help prop up our mission.
Take us through this Taste of Italy event. You've got tickets, $100 per person. You also have different kinds of way that people can also have different types of reservations for groups. What happens at this event?
Well, it's a Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m. People can come in and enjoy and sample the flavors of the Mediterranean. And that includes food from Sapori Grill in Avon Lake. It also includes a variety of wines from the region of the, in the Mediterranean and in Italy. And that wine is provided by Heidelberg Distributing. They can come in and learn a little bit about the free clinic and network with others and just enjoy a nice evening of entertainment and food and wine.
And how do they go about getting tickets or finding about the
information? They can go to the free clinic's website at lcfreeclinic.org, or they can give us a call at 277-6641. We also have sponsorship opportunities. We have platinum level, we have platinum level, gold level, and silver level. And each of those sponsorship opportunities come with a certain amount of reservations. We anticipate that we'll take reservations probably up until the week before. So that would put us around April 20th. So anybody interested in coming out and supporting a great cause, but also an incredibly fun and elegant evening, I encourage you to give us a call.
Paul Baumgartner from the Lorain County Free Clinic's our guest. And you know, Paul, we are celebrating our 70th anniversary here. And part of our mission this year is to bring back on the air people who once worked here. And that includes you.
That's right.
Tell us about those days and when they were and what you did.
Well, it was probably my first, job from college when I came here. And Craig Adams, you hired me. And I was worked in the news department. And I can distinctly remember learning about county and local municipality government, because you would send me to council meetings, city council meetings, school board meetings, and I learned the process of how city government and administrations worked. And so those were good memories. You know, it was back in 1986 and 1987 that I would work, and it was usually evening work, you know, so it would be from 6 o'clock until 1 in the morning. I worked alongside you, but I also worked alongside now the late Greg Heindel, and I learned a lot from everybody here at the radio station. And I remember Bruce was here, of course, and a number of other folks. So, yeah, I also, Craig, you gave me an opportunity to go and see some incredible people too. I got to see and meet William F. Buckley, Lou Brock, the great stolen base leader for the Cardinals. And then during the height of apartheid back in 1985 and 86, I was honored to go and see at Oberlin College the commencement, and I was able to interview and see the Bishop Desmond Tutu. So I got to see a lot of people that came in through Lorain County and to cover that and to interact with so many different people at so many different levels. So it was a really rich experience.
One of the great things about news, you just don't know who you might meet next or where you might go next.
That's right.
Yeah. Did I ever send you to a meeting that didn't exist? I've been known to do that, send reporters to meetings that might have been yesterday or tomorrow.
Not to my recollection. Okay. I think, you know, you were spot on, and they always your scheduling was precise and your editing was precise, and I learned a lot from everybody here.
Did he ever use fat black on your stories?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the big giant marker with Craig. Right. We used to, you know, young people come in, write stories, too wordy, too long, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Craig edits for radio.
There were many marks on all of my copy.
Instead, he'd take the big black magic marker and just draw these. He looked like he were some sort of Russian guy trying to, you know, the redacted documents or something to that effect.
Yeah.
You'd smell when the marker smell was out, that somebody really had to rewrite their story
right.
As well. But you've got a lot going on now with the free clinic. And again, the event coming up on what day is April 27th?
Right.
For that, the Taste of Italy. Paul, we appreciate your time coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always great to see both of you.